Have you been told, taught, or somehow or other had that thought there at the bottom of your mind that, well, it's not possible that we can all live happy and satisfied and have a good time here on this planet? It's just the way it is. It's karma. Some have to be poor and suffer, and others have to be filthy rich. But I don't think that's true. I think rather the extreme imbalance we have today is impossible to maintain. Or whatever But it is economically, resource-wise, possible because, well, I read that somewhere, that there's so much more riches and abundance and wealth created on the planet today. So if we distributed that, then everyone could have a good, decent, I guess, middle-class life. I mean, intuitively when I hear that, it sounds realistic because, I mean, when you learn about the astronomers' amounts of money that are being played with there on Wall Street and those places, as in a big casino on a daily basis, and about what enormous amounts of money. I mean, we're talking many trillions of dollars here are basically invisible outside of the taxpayers' economy and offshore banks and all that, then it really sounds, and when you actually look at what a person, even in the place where I live here, which is in the privileged part of the world, in Sweden, actually need to live a good and healthy and satisfied life, then, I mean, it doesn't take a math genius, even I think if we calculate very pessimistically, then it holds up. Each and every one of us could have a decent life, a nice home, just what we need, good food on the table for every meal, for the kids and for the adults. Fresh water, fresh air, a safe environment. I mean, those kind of things that we actually only need, and good friends. Now, of course, what we may then say that, oh, if those people got that, they would just not be satisfied anyway. They want more and more, and they will take from you and beg, steal, or borrow, and they will this and that, and they will take drugs in there if you give them an apartment, and so let them be homeless. That kind of doubt there, which I guess all of us get, that some people are they actually, you know, qualified or up to it. But I'm not talking about living a life in luxury, but to get a decent life according to one's culture and needs, and like all of, you know what I mean. So, but it raises another point which seems to be transcending these rich and poor domains, and that is, how are you inside? If you're a thief on the street because of greed and low character, or you are a thief sitting in a skyscraper at Wall Street, doing the psychopath thing, who is the most dangerous? Who is to be despised the most? I mean, it's the same thing, whether it's going on in a rich, wealthy, or heart sitting in a rich and wealthy body, or a heart sitting in a body lying in on the street. It's just a matter of the magnitude of the effect that such a person can have on others. But the, of course, the thing is that neither one of those are happy. We just need to return a bit to what has been the most basic and obvious wisdom that kids were taught in school, but are not seemingly, maybe they're starting again, being taught today, namely that greed and selfishness and envy and all that doesn't make you happy. By stealing, you don't become happy just because you got all the money and got away with that. There are deeper levels in our hearts going on. It's all going on that deeper level. A greedy person will never be satisfied, no matter how much they get. That's the nature of greed. And so on. I mean, you have all those men and women from the past to stand up there and teach people deep, deep and beneficial wisdom about how to live and how entire nations can live happily and harmoniously. And well, their words are available to us these days in books all over. You have it all accessible within reach right now, probably on some screen somewhere. So what are we waiting for?